This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo, your boy's got in his shorts.
I don't know if you can say that.
I know.
I don't know what it is, but it's not that.
Well, he came in here and his shorts are all stained.
I'm just
saying. It's like we've all had it before. We've all seen it before. We're alive. We know what that is. It's like like a bleach stain, only
it's
not bleach.
That's not even what it looks like, though.
Huh?
That's not even what it looks like.
It looks exactly like
no,
it.
No, it doesn't.
Well, come in here and show Twitch.
No.
Why?
Because.
If it doesn't even, if it doesn't even look like it.
It doesn't. I'll show him eventually.
But you're wiping it off now. I see you trying to clean it off.
I'm trying to change your shorts before
you come to work.
Don't keep licking it. I would use...
Don't keep licking it.
Well, he's licking his fingers.
Stop.
I would just go to the bathroom.
He's licking his fingers and wiping it off and licking it again.
No, I'm not even making fun of you.
Look, we've all had that happen. We've all had that stain on our shorts.
There's no way that I did. I knew exactly what it was because I know what it is.
Yeah, it happens.
We know what deodorant looks like when you get it on your shirt.
Same spot.
Right, we know where it is. You're like, God damn it.
Sometimes it's probably toothpaste.
Sometimes you get around your wiener.
You toothpaste your wiener.
It's nowhere near my wiener. It's on the leg.
Well, yeah. I mean, the upper leg of where, you know,
sometimes
that liquid would find itself.
Uh-huh.
You ever get it right, like here on your shirt right there?
Toothpaste?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Because your shirt was down or whatever,
right.
And they're like, ah, it's too late. So what I'll do, there's a couple things. If you pee your pants, not like peeing, but, you know, when you get older, sometimes you
have a little bit left in the tank.
You make a little stain. I just go in the bathroom and splash water all over my shorts.
Yeah, it makes it look like you're...
Bunch of water from the bathroom. Oh, the sink is broken in the bathroom.
Sure.
But when you have the stain like that, you got to either try and wash out or keep a clean pair of shorts. You know, Laszlo used to always ride around with a trunk full of clothes. I don't know if he still does that, but...
In case I had to get out of town.
I guess now that he's not married anymore, he doesn't have to do that. That was sort of when you were dating people, right? When you lived with someone. It was kind of just
like if I just don't want to go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or if they kicked you out, they didn't want you to come home.
Either way, if I had to leave in a hurry.
Yeah, you had that change of clothes.
Yeah, I like to have like a little suitcase packed in my trunk.
Yep, so I did that for a while because I wanted to be just like you.
Snowcone wants to be like you with his manhood all over his pants.
That's not.
I don't know why you're so upset about it, though.
It's okay.
It's not a big deal.
You just got caught.
I'm just telling you it's not. That's all.
But
it reminds me of Nick Wright arguing and eventually coming clean with it when he came here, when he worked here and he had like a really expensive t-shirt from Hallmark. $150 Hall shirt or something. And then he had it on the next day, but it was all wrinkled.
Yep.
And I was like, dude, you just picked that up off the floor and put it on this morning. Like, he's like, no, my mom bought me two.
Right.
I'm like, dude, we've all worn a shirt off the floor before. We know exactly where the wrinkles are. We know exactly what it looks like.
And I've been to his apartment.
You have bed head.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we're looking at it, it's like flat right here. That means you didn't shower, you didn't do anything. You grabbed that shirt and put it on. You didn't think anybody would call you out on it.
Yeah.
But we've all seen it. We've all had that shirt on. And he's like, fine.
Right. But
fine. But it's like, you know what, like, we've seen it.
It's such a minor
ball buster.
Like, I don't
have to be a detective here.
Right.
Like, I'm like, I know what that is. And how do I know it? Because I've seen it before.
Exactly. We've all seen it. And it's not deeply
personal.
Like,
I know what a cat is. If a cat came in here, I was like, that's a cat.
Hey, your cat's with you.
You couldn't look at me and be like, it's not a cat. I'd be like, yes, that's a cat. You're like, it's not a cat. I don't know what it is, but it's not a cat. I'm like, well, that's a cat, man.
At that point, you ask a third party, which would be me, do you see a cat? When I say yes, then it's definitely a cat, and you're not hallucinating. So.
No, it's a cat.
But, it's a weird thing to be... It's like, I just don't think you should be that embarrassed about it.
Yeah, but it's not something you want to readily admit.
Well, no, you don't want to do it every day.
Especially when you didn't know, and you just came in, turned on the Twitch, and then a guy that you work with who busts your balls all the time just turns around and goes, look at you. Pants.
Right. Oh, I wrote it down. August 21st, 2024, Lazo's opening sentence for the show. Your boy's got in his pants. I thought that might be one, you know, for the archives. Mm-hmm. As far as like epic.
That's a t-shirt for my new sentence. T-shirt company.
There you go. Yeah, that's good. Your I hope boy. It comes with matching shorts, by the way.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Lazo on 98.9 The Rock.
I guess Snowcone.
He went to the bathroom, cleaned himself up.
Oh my God!
He was so.
I had to pee. Okay, whatever.
Yeah,
okay.
So not worried about it.
So funny.
Toothpaste.
I feel like
pants,
an abusive boyfriend. Jesus Christ! Go in the bathroom, and clean yourself up.
Shut up!
You got me all over you. Nobody wants to go to dinner with you looking like that.
Speaking of going to, actually, I would say if you went out to dinner and your mom noticed that, not your mom, Liza, but like his mom, she'd probably say something. My mom would say something like, hey, and she wouldn't say like, oh my God, but she would, I think she'd probably know what it is and she'd probably say, hey, you've got something.
I wonder if they know what it is. But
yeah, if you raise four boys, I think she knows what it is.
Yeah.
Because there was a lot of it around the house over the years. See, there was a lot of rugs that got bleached and things like that. She'd get sick of it, but she'd never specifically
tell us to stop.
Yeah, it's not
something you bring up. So just hope they don't know what it is. But
yeah. But she knew. I remember her getting angry at times, like knocking on the bathroom door because someone would call and I would like, just...
Man, your mom's not feeling well. Well, quit bringing up your mom because I've had like 100 jokes.
There's so many.
And I just
allowed to right
kept
now.
Them all
believe,
in.
I can't believe you kept them
right,
all in.
I'm not allowed to right
I'm not.
Now.
She's sick right now.
I know what's going on.
But when she gets healthy, it's on.
That's why he's bringing it up because he knows you can't
I'm
right
allowed
now.
To tell these stories now and right. It's like having immunity.
I know. Because the first thing is the face thing. Like, that
of course.
Automatically is
of course. It's amazing. It's like being on Immunity Island or whatever. I don't. Is that?
I know that's why you're bringing it up. I know that's why he can't say anything. Yeah. It's amazing.
That's 100% what it is. Has everyone here?
Don't push me though. Don't count me out.
Hey, look, I'm not pushing you. And I said anybody's mother. I said if it was your mother and you were going out to eat and she saw that right now as an adult, which your mom was just here for a month or so, if you were getting ready to go to Olive Garden. As you want to do, and you guys were getting ready to leave the house, and she saw that on your shorts, she would. She'd say,
"Well, that
hey,
wouldn't
you
be on my
stink.
Shorts. I'm a grown man."
If she did, if it was though, she would say,
"I'm an adult."
Hey.
You.
Whoa.
It's true though. See, that's his admission to it too.
Right.
He just admitted to it, like, "Oh, so what? Doesn't mean I'm a baby because I got it on my shelf.
Toothpaste in my pants. Big deal."
But I think your mom would say, "Oh, hey, hon. You got something there before we go out."
She would say, "Like if I had food on my shirt, she would
yeah,
say
the same kind of thing. Like,
that
oh,
wouldn't
hey,
be on my pants." So.
Well, come on. It's been on your pants at some point. It's happened.
Well, I mean, when I was young.
It happens as an adult sometimes. You get startled by the mailman.
You know what you did. And when you go in the mirror, you look, and you're like, ah, God
right,
damn it.
If you look in the
and
mirror.
And then you run downstairs, you throw them in the washing machine.
Yeah, if you look in the mirror. That's true. But maybe Snow Cone didn't. Maybe his mirror isn't a full-body mirror, so he only saw from here up today and didn't get a chance to look at it. It happens. I'm not making fun of you. It happens.
Jesus, man.
I was in a rush.
Yeah.
And I brushed my teeth fast, and toothpaste flying everywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Toothpaste flying everywhere. Nice euphemism. At least it was Lazlo, too. You know, it could have been that you run into someone.
Yeah, it could have been at the bank or something.
Right, and you talk to some girl that you know.
Gee, I prefer that. Are you kidding me? I prefer anyone else other than him.
No.
Because they wouldn't say anything.
No, exactly. But then you get home and go, oh, my God, she saw that the whole
time.
Yeah,
but I don't care. They don't say anything.
Yeah.
I'll never see him again.
I ran into a friend of yours last night.
I got years of dealing with this now.
I ran into a friend of yours last night, Snow Cone. Well, I guess it was a friend of one of your exes. And she came up to me in the parking lot. I was getting gas, and she said hi to me. Very friendly. She's very pretty. Lindsay, right? You remember? You know exactly what I'm talking about,
God,
right?
She's hot.
She's very, very friendly. And she comes up, goes out of her way to say hi to me. We talked for like 5 minutes. She's asking about the move to the Rock, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I get home, and I go to brush my teeth, actually, and I see I have the world's...
But what does brush my teeth mean?
I don't know what that means. I had the biggest whitehead on the front of my nose, which means the whole time I was talking to her, I had a huge whitehead while I was sitting there talking to her. You ever had that feeling? Like, oh my God, I can't believe I just stood there and talked to this person for 5 minutes and I had this giant... Anyway, those are all euphemisms, and if you followed along since the beginning of the show, you'd know what they mean. Has everyone here worked at a restaurant? I know you have,
yes.
I have.
Yep.
Snow Cone? Okay, everyone here has worked at a restaurant.
You still do?
I do like Mr. Imp says, come on, guys. Guy's got a corkscrew. You can't tell where it's going.
Oh my God. See, this is why I'd rather have anyone else.
He gets good use of it, though.
Apparently.
Right? He's got nothing to complain about.
Ridiculous.
It's that's a one time Snow Cone presented it.
This was
back
when you were
allowed
that.
To present it at work.
I was made to present it.
Right, when you were allowed to force people to present it at work.
Thank you. Before the Me Too thing.
Yeah, so people would ask me to present myself, so I did. And, you know, we were all just waiting for someone to say, present it, okay. And so we asked Snow Cone.
We did the show a lot with our penises out.
Yeah.
So not allowed to do that anymore. Apparently.
I think Snow Cone was new. He hadn't been here very long.
Yeah, it was like a month in.
Hey, let's see. You know, if
we said let's see it, and then he went out and fluffed it.
He really did.
I did.
He went out in the hallway and fluffed it, and then he came in.
I stand by that too.
And he showed it, and I just had this memory of it being like wound up. It was like a pig's tail.
Like a pig's tail, or if you Google a duck's wiener.
Yeah,
it looks like that.
It was just. So maybe he was really twisting or something. I don't know what he was doing in the hallway. That's probably what it was. You probably tugged on it and twisted it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, like a bread tie.
I don't know. It just looked weird.
Yeah. So that's what
they had a hook to it or something.
We need to have some people text in and tell you guys that's ridiculous.
Oh yeah. Okay. Good. The people who've seen it. So if you're a dude who's seen Snow Cone's junk before,
damn it. Is this gonna be all day?
Listen, I want to talk about restaurants because there's a story that actually we were going to talk about yesterday, but we just had so much good stuff going on yesterday, we ran out of time to talk about a few things. Hey, we're trying to move on. He's shown signs that he's, you know,
at his wit's end,
getting frustrated.
Your tooth breaks in. My God,
at his wit's end.
Hey, you're the one who showed up here with that undershirt,
guys. Come on,
we'd have been 10 breaks in before we got to that if you wouldn't have come here just dripping and.
Okay. Let's move on. Talk about it. Just try and give
like
me some
Japanese
good...
porn star in there.
Just try and think of some of your best stories from working at the restaurant. Okay, we want to talk about that next.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Yo,
we're just sitting here. Talking off the air on Twitch, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. Mm-hmm. We're talking about restaurants where fancy people go to eat. Mm-hmm. Like, who are we talking about? Oh, yeah, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
Going to get fancy seafood. And we were talking about places you like to try. But everyone here has worked at a restaurant.
Yes.
What do you think the percentages of people, you know, over the age of 30 who at some point worked in a restaurant? 50%? Close to it? Probably. Somewhere. I just feel like it's one of it's almost a rite of passage. That as you're coming up through college, you're trying to pay your rent.
You get that cash.
Exactly.
That cash nightly, that's what you're looking for. So nobody else, no other job can really offer you that.
No, where you can work weird hours.
Even if I'm new, what can I make, 40, 50 bucks today?
Yeah.
Oh, I can put gas in my car and buy some cigarettes.
Exactly.
I'll start today.
And it was always in cash, right?
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. So you just get that cash, and then I can be back on my feet.
Yep.
In a week.
Yeah. And on a weekend, if I work Friday and Saturday, it's a good busy restaurant, I might make $500-$600, maybe even more. Who knows?
Yeah, when I worked at that sports bar,
yeah,
we make on college football and NFL Sundays, man, you make $500-$600 a day.
Yeah. It's real money. Yeah. And it allows you to work the non-traditional hours. You don't have to work 9 to 5. My brother paid for law school. Mm-hmm. Where did he work?
George Brett's.
That's right. George Brett's. I think he's a bartender there. So, anyway, I don't know where you worked. I worked at Applebee's. I worked at Stevenson's, which was a restaurant.
Work at Applebee's?
Yes, but I'm saying in the past, places I worked at Applebee's in college, and then I worked at, that was in St. Joe, and then I worked at Stevenson's in Independence, for those of you old enough to remember Stevenson's, Harry Truman's favorite restaurant, right?
Hey, I usually worked at, like, sports bars.
When I first met Lazo, I told Lazo to go.
Chain restaurants I've worked at. I worked at Olive Garden.
I knew that. You knew how many black olives are put in a salad and all that stuff.
I did that in between jobs. But I worked at a place called Damon's. We don't have them here.
Okay.
And there's a reason why they don't have them here. They're giant sports bars with like giant TVs, but they're Damon's, and it's the place for ribs.
Oh.
And it's a giant sport, but I don't know if you could really put one in Kansas City because, you know, the ribs wouldn't be as good.
Yeah.
You know, it just wouldn't work.
Even if they were.
Damon's a place for steak because you'd have to change it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So,
but in Florida, it worked. It was packed.
One of the nice things about working at a restaurant, well, there's two, I'd say the two top things. One is that.
Which, crazy story, the guy who owned that place, an independent guy, him and the manager, years ago, I was walking down the street and I heard someone call my name. I looked over there. And they live here now.
What? Really?
Yeah. So 25 years later. 30 years later.
What are they doing here? Do you know?
I think one guy owns a restaurant. I'm not sure. And then I saw him at like the car show here.
Okay.
Yeah. Crazy.
Interesting. So maybe he owns something here. Well, working at the restaurant, I think the two top things. One, it is a good chance to meet people. My brother told me in college, like, go get a job at a restaurant, you'll meet girls. You can't not meet girls getting a job at a restaurant. And it's true, because, you know, it's about 50-50, split right down the middle, and everyone's working late. They're staying afterwards to have a drink, right? They're hanging out.
Drink.
It's very social.
So people don't got to get up early.
Yep. It's a good place to meet
Everybody's
people.
Got cash in their pocket. It's a perfect place to meet people.
Yeah. And then I'd say the other thing is that it's at least on the weekends, but it could be any night of the week, something exciting happens. Something crazy happens. Hey, did you see what's happening over there?
Well, I mean, I think, if you've worked in I don't know if it's true, Olive Garden wasn't quite like that. It was like, I mean, the people were cool, but you didn't hang out with people that much afterwards. But the other bars that I worked in, and a lot of those, it really was like, if you watch Waiting, it's about as close as to a real restaurant job. I mean, that's right on the money.
I think that's what people like that movie. It nailed
it. Because if you worked there, every night we'd go over to somebody's house.
Every character. Yeah, we had that character.
It's so accurate.
And then if you take one step further and you work in a strip club, it's the exact same thing, only all the women come over. Naked.
I've heard
it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
In my apartment, it would be just like
from
50
DJs
people
who say
all the
that,
time.
Yeah. Oh, girls are coming over tonight to the hot tub. I'm like, man, you're 75 years old. They're still yep. coming over. I'm like, yeah, I got a place. I'm like, what a great job. Why don't more people think to do this?
It was one of the best jobs ever. It really was just a magnificent job.
I'll bet. I worked at Applebee's, and so it was really like shenanigans.
My roommates loved it.
I'll bet they did.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And they were always like, no, nobody locked the door. Just leave it open.
Yeah.
They always like that. And
they're here for
Laszlo. And they're like, no. What? Who cares if we're out? Like, if girls and people from the strip club want to be here and we're not here, I'd love to come home to that.
Let them be here. Exactly. Right. Let them eat our food, whatever they want. They need to feel
very
comfortable.
Make sure there's beer in the fridge.
Yes.
And they need to know they can come in at any moment.
Exactly. So working at Applebee's, it was just like you say, just like the movie, just like shenanigans. It was the same kind of stuff. And, you know, it's a picture of the food on the menu kind of place, yet you do get people complaining about the steak and stuff like that, right? And then every now and then you have something kind of crazy happen. Somebody gets upset. There's a fight. Someone's screaming. Sometimes you have couples who fight or like a family that's sitting at a table together and they start fighting. But I never saw, that I recall, someone like standing up screaming at an employee. I certainly saw disagreements, and I saw people ask to leave a couple times when I worked at Stevenson's. I don't recall seeing someone screaming at an employee and the cops having to come and take them out in cuffs.
I knew I was done waiting tables with the Olive Garden. I was like, all right, I can't do it anymore. When a lady was like, we asked for breadsticks, and I turned around and go, Jesus Christ, man.
Oh, you're done then.
And I'm like, Jesus Christ, like, we're making them as fast as we can, lady. Like,
that's it.
I'll go back and get them whenever I can, but I heard you.
Right.
Oh, sorry. I was just quoting myself. That slipped. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You're supposed
and
to
then
say,
my boss came over and goes, hey, we're going to go ahead and let Heidi finish that table for you.
I'll bet like, you will.
Man,
yeah.
I've got to get out of here.
Well, Applebee's brought back their all-you-can-eat. And, you know, it's a big deal. I'm sure you've seen the commercials on TV, all-you-can-eat. They tell you what's included with all-you-can-eat. They tell you what it costs right there in the commercial. But in Indiana, a woman was very upset, comes in with the group, and she says, look, I think she thought she found a loophole. Look, it doesn't say anywhere that this price is for each person. It just says this is what it costs, all you can eat, and my whole group here ate as much as we wanted, and so we should only have to pay the $15.99 or whatever it is.
All you can eat riblets, shrimp, and boneless wings are back for just $15.99.
Okay, $15.99 is what that commercial says. So
but
I guess
share, right? $15.99 a person.
Right, $15.99 a person.
I understand that.
And she's trying to say,
they did just
doesn't
the wings
say
not too long ago. Me and the boys went and visited you at work.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah.
We ate unlimited wings. But I realized it was, I think that was like maybe $10.99.
Yeah, it was
They
cheaper.
Must have added it because they added other stuff. But I realized that it was going to be three of us at $10.99.
Per person. You don't go to a buffet and say, oh, we're at the Wynn. It's $80.
Well, he's not eating.
Oh, right. Right.
He's just going to have the water.
It's like you can't get to-go boxes at a buffet. You don't say, like, give me a to-go box. I want to get all those desserts. That's not how it works. These are rules that we shouldn't have to explain to you. No. But because people do try and do this stuff, they do explain it to you. And I think this woman thought she found a loophole. Maybe someone in her group was like, hey, it doesn't say anywhere in that commercial, or it doesn't say anywhere on that menu. Let's just do this. They'll have to give it to us. They do not have to give it to you. She ends up screaming at the... This happened in Indiana. She ends up screaming at the server, screaming at the manager. The cops have to come and arrest her. And by the way, they show her on the menu where it says, it's this price per person.
Right,
that's what
of course.
Calls. We didn't forget to put that in there. We're aware that people like you exist and that you come here and start demanding this stuff. And now you're leaving in cuffs. And it's just like, you know, I understand it's a good deal. I understand it's great food. Don't you have any dignity at all? And some people at restaurants just don't. They just, they really don't. You will always have those people that come in, they order a bunch of lemons and water and make their own lemonade. Right? They sit there squeezing lemons into the water to try and make lemonade with their sugar. And then whatever their bill is, there's zero tip, like because they don't literally have to tip. And I guess most of these places don't put them on a list that says, don't ever allow this person back in just because they didn't tip. You're allowed to not tip.
You're allowed not to.
But you know who those people are.
But don't go back there. You're going to get crappy service.
Yes, and you shouldn't be going out to eat. Right. Look, if you hate tipping, that's fine. I totally get it. Don't go out to eat at a place like that.
No, I get it.
Go to a place where the price is included or get carry out. I'm not positive you have to tip on carry out. That's... I'm still being debated
somewhat.
Well,
I mean, there are stereotypes for everything, and we know that as waiters and bartenders. Yep. You know, you're like, well, it's a numbers game. Look, I'm trying to get as many tips as possible. This is what I'm going to go drinking on tonight. So if five women walk in, and they all sit at a table, and then five dudes walk in, and they all sit at a table, I'm trying to get that dude's table.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get that table. And people be like, why? Because women will ask for separate checks. They will tip on their amount. They'll figure it out. They'll do the math. They'll talk about it. They'll say, well, I'm tipping 50%. But if we all tip 50%, then it's over the 20%. Like, and dudes will just be like, yeah, whatever.
Use my card.
Yeah, use my card. Put it all on mine. Another one will be like, no, I got it, whatever. And they just throw money on the table. That's, I'm not, but that doesn't happen all the time. So don't get upset about it. But if two tables come in, I'm trying to make the most money I can.
Yeah.
And so also, I always want, and now maybe that's because of the sports bar too. So if it's five guys come in, and we were the only sports bar in my area that was allowed to serve booze because of the food to booze ratio in Florida. It was really strict for some reason. So we were the only ones. Well, those guys just throw money out, man.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to say. I don't even know that it matters what kind of restaurant it is necessarily, because if the guys come in a group like that, they're drinking. Not always, but usually they're drinking. And the more you drink, the higher your tab. And the more likely you are to be a little loose with the tip there, right? You're a little tipsy. You say, oh, okay, just put it on my card, and then you tip.
Plus, they also don't want to talk about it. Every guy, and this is, by the way, causes problems in every other walk of life, but if you're a waiter or a waitress, it works better for you because it's the ego.
Yeah.
Nobody, no guy wants to be at the table counting his pennies, trying to figure out what 20% is, because the other guy, and by the way, if you do hang out with that guy, and he asks for separate checks, he doesn't get invited the next time. Guys are like, I'm not.
What if he sends something back? I mean, that's another thing I can say, and I know obviously it has happened. I've never seen a guy since. I've never seen one of my brothers send something back. I've never been somewhere where a guy has sent something back. Now, I've seen women send stuff back, and this is not, maybe the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Maybe you should demand that you get what you ordered.
Sure.
You know, hey, I asked for this. You gave me the wrong thing, or it's inedible, unedible, whatever. I get it. But
I guess guys I have. I would say the guys usually take the loss, but I will say the one thing they send back is if a steak is cooked too
wrong.
Much, too much, or not enough.
That's probably the most common
That's
thing.
That's the one
right?
where a guy would be like, hey, I ordered rare, man. Look at this thing. It's medium. I'm not. Then you're like, yeah, you're right. And usually the cook's like, damn.
Well, and if it's expensive.
I knew I cooked that too long.
Right.
I was hoping they wouldn't say anything. Like, that's always it.
Because a lot of times they won't. But also,
but like, I've never had a guy be like, I don't enjoy the shrimp carbonara.
Or I just thought it was a little tough. Mm-mm. You know, maybe you could get me another cut. No, they're taking the L.
But for whatever reason, they're like, you know, hey, the temperature on this is wrong. You know it and I know it. Let's go. That's the only one I can think of guys ever sending back.
If it's over a certain price point, yeah. If you send back a steak at my restaurant,
oh,
I'm just saying.
No, I'm not sending back. I'm not sending back.
It better be frozen, like actually frozen where there's ice in the middle. Then you can send it back. But otherwise, what are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing ordering a steak at Applebee's anyway?
I didn't want to say it, but you know, you can order it. It's pretty good.
Chacho tried it. We went like a couple years ago and Chacho, you know, got the steak.
Yeah, it's not terrible.
And he was like, and he was done with it because he's a man.
Yeah.
I was like, what do you think? He's like, that was horrible. Well, that was the worst steak I've ever had in my life.
He's got high class taste.
No. He's just like, and then I was like, man, it looked bad. I'm like, it looked like it was way overcooked. He's like, it was so tough. But I'm like, yeah, well, you know what?
Trust me, you want it to be overcooked.
Right. But I'm like, you know what? I mean, welcome to the real world. Now you know. What are you going to order at Applebee's next time? He's like, the boneless wings?
Chicken
or
fingers.
The chicken tenders?
That's
or maybe a hamburger. I'm like, there you go,
You're
man.
You're learning.
Mm-hmm.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo. We're doom school in a minute?
We are. We're going to talk about the news. We got plenty to talk about. A Kohlberger in the news again. Snowcone's favorite subject, man. I know. Well, I watched... did you watch the Scott Peterson thing last night?
I watched Murder of Steve McNair.
Okay, see, that I got to watch tonight.
And then I watched the first hour of the Scott Peterson Peacock thing.
Yeah.
I watched that this morning.
Okay. Yeah, that's the one you want to watch because it definitely talks much more about the
first hour looked like, you know, he might, you know, I'm like, maybe I wasn't that far off.
Yeah, wait until they get, I mean, if you only watch the first hour, they're going to change tone quite a little bit and go to the, hey, here's where we think they screwed up. Here's what the police did to investigate all stuff. And the woman who made that, I discovered, is the same woman who made probably the most popular documentary about him. It's called, like, Scott and Lacey, and it was an A&E thing that's been around forever. So she went from making a documentary that was like, obviously this guy's guilty, to having questions about it and then being like, I'm going to make another documentary, which I thought was interesting, right? That she's been kind of stuck with this story. And some of the people they start to talk to
I thought
it
was interesting. You know, we were guilty of it. Yesterday, I think, when we were talking about all the evidence against him, and then we were like, well, why'd he buy a boat?
Right.
And then, like, he tells you why he bought a boat.
Yeah, he says it was a birthday.
It was going to be a gift to his father-in-law because he wanted his father-in-law to spend time
with his new
with
son.
Him and his new coming son. He knew that his father loved fishing.
Right.
And it was going to be a gift to be like, hey, this is something all three of us can do.
Right.
Now, you could say that's BS or whatever, but it certainly explains it.
Well, also, if you watch that Netflix documentary and you're just hearing it from the cop's perspective, saying, well, he lied with this and that, there is another side. Who's telling the truth? Who knows? But when you leave the other side out completely, it's a little difficult because then you have another side saying, nope, told this person this, and I said this on this date, and no, these people said. So, you know, I'll tell you what, though. Watching that thing, when I saw the Kohlberger news today, I was like, yeah, they do need to do something about Kohlberger because I just watched that Scott Peterson thing, and it's true. I mean, those jurors probably saw those billboards, the giant pictures of him and the orange jumpsuit and all that stuff. They were convinced he was guilty. And one thing that Scott Peterson documentary was saying, the people that they talked to in that one, at least, were like, hey, even if he did it, we all thought there's no way they can convict him because they got nothing. There's absolutely nothing, and the cops got busted doing this or omitting this. So we just thought for sure they don't have a case against him. He's going to be found not guilty. So whether or not, you know, again, who knows? Maybe there was more people that were part of it that said, oh, no, we knew he was going to be guilty. But it is interesting to hear both sides. And Kohlberger, I think, everybody knows who he is, and especially in that town, they know who he is. And now what's happened is, because they've been trying to move that Kohlberger trial, his defense finally went out and just started asking people on the street, what do you think? What would you think if he was found not guilty? And they've taken those responses down and gone back to the judge and said, look, here's what people are saying.
I don't understand. Well, I guess we don't have to talk about it. I don't understand why they don't take those to, like, a federal court.
Yeah. I think
I know. I know there are federal court systems, but... You know, for federal drug cases and those type of things. But I don't see why if it's a case so big that, you know, be it the Casey Anthony or the Scott Peterson or the Kohlberger thing, where you're like, hey, all right, well, we're just going to take you to D.C.
Yeah.
It's, if people know about it, we can weed them out. I guarantee you, we wouldn't know about it, us three. But if you would ask my mom, like, who's Koberger, she'd
exactly,
be like,
exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Don't care. I may,
maybe heard of
was
him.
Was there? I might be something in the news, but if you would say, well, he was murdered in Idaho, she'd be like, oh, yeah.
Right.
Right? I'd be like, no, he's accused of murder. There's no way she just wouldn't know.
I agree. You can find those people.
You can find those people.
And if he crossed state lines.
Just go, yeah.
Seems to me like if he crossed state lines and then was crossing state lines, then we'll just make federal anyways. Right?
Right. So just take him to D.C. and have him do it.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. Also, your guy, Laszlo, RFK. I don't know if you heard the news.
What? He's winning?
Oh, well.
You got the Laszlo bump?
I don't know. Unless there's been, let me check for an update real quick. But that was not the story that
I had.
You
got the Laszlo bump, I
said. Let me check. But yes, we'll talk about the story that I had. Unless the story is that he's winning now, coming up.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.